Well, hello, GWA. It's CX here. I'm a little bit quieter than usual because it's very late at night. And I've kind of had to choose between being on my couch next to a wall, next to next door's bedroom, or being in bed directly above the bedroom of the man who lives below me. So here I am in my living room on my sofa. And I've just spent a delightful evening exchanging messages with a lovely man from GWA. And I thought, well, instead of just coming on my own, I'll record it and share it with him and all of you lovely people. He sent me a very nice picture, which I'll be looking at a little bit later too. Now, a few weeks ago, I made a post at some point where I mentioned I'd bought some nipple clamps, but I'd never used them. And I think I mentioned it a couple of other times, and I've had some encouragement to give them a try, so I am now wearing them. And when I got them out, I had a surprise because I'd bought something else at the same time, which I had completely forgotten about, which are called nipple suckers, and they look absolutely hilarious. They look like, well, an enormous nipple or an enormous child's dummy. But when you put them on, you just squeeze them a little bit to get a tiny bit of suction, and they felt absolutely amazing. I couldn't leave them on for too long, probably because I'm not used to them, but they made my nipples very, very hard and very erect, which consequently made it very easy for me to put the clamps on. And boy, do they feel good. They've got a tiny little weight on them, which means they sort of, if you move, they kind of swing a little bit, or you can get hold of them and twist them, or wiggle them just a little bit. Feels pretty fucking amazing, I've got to say. So, in the absence of an actual cock to sink down on, strong hands to to wrap around me from behind and tweak those clamps for me, I have my trusty rabbit, which you have heard before. Hopefully it's not going to drown out anything I might have to say as it drones away. So, I'm just going to switch it on the lowest setting and we'll see where this takes us. And I've got to say, I am very wet already. So, I don't need to don't need any lube. I have my own. And I've just got the ears on my clip. And it's just on its lowest setting, but it feels amazing. Yeah. I'm gonna give those clamps a little tweak. Oh, that's good. Now, I have the aforementioned delightful picture to look at. Thank you, mystery man of GWA. You're not a mystery to me, but you're a mystery to the listeners, which is what it should be, I think. And it is beautifully hard and upright and perfect for me to look at as I sink down. And ride this rabbit. Which I've just switched on again. And for added perviness. I've put a mirror on my coffee table so that I can watch. Watch my vibrator disappearing into me. And watch my, what would you call them? Gyrations? On top of it. And being able to see that. It's rather amazing. I'm kind of grinding right now, as if I was grinding on your cock. As it goes deeper, bunny ears press tighter. This isn't gonna take. This isn't going to take long, because someone got me very worked up already. Sorry, I couldn't warn you. I hardly knew it was going to happen myself. I'll have to climb off before I can stop the audio recording. Oh God, I'm dripping wet. Okay. Right, well. Thank you for listening, and it's definitely time to go to sleep now. Good night.